You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, don't fall asleep. Too many in the church, too many Christians say that they want to give their life to Jesus. They love him. They are willing to die for him, but they're unfortunately and sadly, so many are not willing to do what he says we're supposed to do. They just don't want to hear it. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Here it is, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. "And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth." That's where we are today, folks. Verse 8 says, "Now as James and Jambres resisted Moses, so do those who also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith." You know, that's the sad shape. I said, people say, well, they love Jesus. They want to give their life to him. But the closer we get to the end, the closer we get to his coming, you know, these sinners it's talking about in the first three verses here, traitors, headstrong, haughters, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power. In other words, acting like they're religious, showing up for services, talking about reading their Bibles, but it says, but denying its power. "And for such people, turn away." In other words, get rid of them, don't have anything to do with them. They're bad news. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to love Jesus, but they don't want to do what Jesus says. Like I said, this is a sad situation. It's not enough to be a hearer of the word. We're commanded to be a doer of the word. Every word which proceeds from the mouth of God, that's what we're supposed to do. Not picking and choosing like we're at some kind of a buffet where, oh, this I agree with, this I like, so I'm going to do that, but that I don't like, I'm not going to do it. It's not picking and choosing. Please. God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. To do anything other than what the Bible tells us is sin. Quit sinning, please.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.